2025 was Techlore's biggest year ever. Just period, flat out, no debate. We've never reached as many people with so many important things, but we had to get rid of some really important things to prepare for what's coming and how we're going to continue on that mission. So I want to walk you through what we've built so far, why we've built it, and kind of the direction we're headed so you all know what's going on. First thing is that over the years, we try to start new projects, many of them have stuck, but they're all started on these different platforms. And so I had this vision of having everything for Techlore under one roof that is convenient for us to maintain and manage and easy for you all to follow because it's confusing when we have all these different platforms. So everything has been consolidated to Ghost. Ghost is an open source blogging platform, but it extends well beyond just blogging. We publish announcements for our videos there, our podcasts, our blog, a newsletter. We have memberships there as well, which is now where you can support Techlore with all the same perks like our Signal group. So when you put all these together, it actually consolidates a lot of these different things we've been working on over the years under one roof. Everything is unified. You have granular RSS control, so you can just follow Surveillance Report. I mean, many of you are from the Surveillance Report channel and you just want to follow that, and now you can via RSS. We also have a new digital rights newsletter. It's just a 5-minute read for you all weekly. It's completely free to join. And the idea here is that we want to break down exactly what you need to know of what happened in the last week. That's what it is. You're not going to get spam. It will mention like other things that Techlore did in the week as part of it, and that's really it. It's a 5-minute read. Check that out, or you can follow it via RSS as well. Also, our dedicated resource tools are getting their own home. So vpn.techlore.tech, privacytools.techlore.tech, and quiz.techlore.tech are the same pages as they used to be on our old site. And they currently already exist, but it is quite literally just like a repackaged version of the old site. Those will be like more dedicated homes very shortly. But this did come with some bad news. So we have had to shut down our forum. It's currently read-only, so you can still access the posts, but it will be deleted on June 1st, 2026. We talked about this for months, and we got moderators behind the scenes to try to see if the modding team, which by the way did an amazing job and I'm so grateful for them, but it still just wasn't quite enough to keep the forum maintained the way that we needed to maintain it. So after running this free public forum for years, we just learned that it needs dedicated almost full-time community managers, not just people like me wearing multiple hats. And it was becoming a bit unsustainable with everything else that we're doing here at Techlore. We don't have infinite time, as much as I wish I could just dedicate infinite time to everything. Some of you have asked about keeping the forum as an archive indefinitely. And I think this is a really good idea, and I understand why we would want this, because we want that information on the forum to continue to be accessible to people going forward. But you have to understand the position I'm in, which is a bit binary. Many of you have shared personal information on the forum, like threat models, tool choices over the years, and I want to respect those people's right to have their data removed automatically rather than preserved indefinitely by default. Now, of course, you have until June 1st to export all of your posts. You can use the forum's built-in export feature, or you can manually save what you need. And one thing I'm considering is preserving the most valuable forum posts as blog content so it can still live on through our blog. Let me know if that sounds interesting to you or not. The way this would work is I would reach out to the original authors, I would credit the original authors, and it would essentially just live on our blog now. Now, part two is podcasts. Just very quick, you know, we've already done plenty of transitions. Many of you are already aware of these things, but Surveillance Report is now fully under Techlore, which also means that we're taking over all the production and putting all our time into that as well. It's several stories with deep analysis instead of just 30 to 40 stories. These are going live every Wednesday and Thursday, and the idea is weekly privacy and security news. Again, I want to remind people that it also exists on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also just via RSS with any podcast app. I've also made some changes to Surveillance Report in terms of like how we prioritize the time on it. So instead of just covering each story kind of equally, it's focusing more on the big stories, and then we kind of like speed run through things like data breaches and stuff like that. It's been going really well. I've been overall, like, you guys have given a lot of good feedback, and also most of it has been overwhelmingly positive. So thank you so much. The stats are looking crazy good on that so far too. So I just want to thank you all for the help and kind of helping me with that transition and kind of giving that good feedback along the way. And then with Techlore Talks is also getting a lot of traction. We're locking in this nice format where we bring in lots of experts in the community and like just give them a platform to share with you all what they're doing. And it's been super successful so far. I've been hearing from a lot of people that it's cool to hear the behind the scenes on things. So those are our two podcasts. You can follow them both. You know, things are consolidated. So our new Ghost page, you just click podcasts and it shows you exactly how to follow each thing. This next one is more of a philosophy shift. You know, Techlore started a little over 10 years ago and we started with just like tutorials, VPN stuff. We migrated more into broader privacy, security, etc. But from here, you know, with all these things happening in the world, the reality is if we lose these legislative fights happening right now, the tools don't matter. It doesn't matter which messenger you choose, which VPN you picked, if it has an ecosystem or not, or how carefully you configured your threat model. If governments successfully ban or compromise all of them, we're done anyway. These aren't theoretical threats. They are happening now and all around the world. We have chat control in the EU trying to mandate mass surveillance. We have US states attempting to ban VPNs entirely. We have age verification laws that would end anonymous communication, period. So our legislative coverage videos have reached millions this year. We're seeing people who've never even heard of these threats suddenly paying attention and actually getting involved with privacy tools as a result of it. We're seeing comments from viewers contacting the representatives, and we're actually moving the needle on awareness when it matters most. So this is something that has been really fulfilling for me to see, because I feel like I'm making a genuine impact here. And I'm hearing from all of you that this is resonating more with you all. It's getting you all involved with something that maybe you haven't been involved in a long time. One thing is caring about privacy for yourself. Another is caring about it because it's a human right that is being consistently, you know, attacked right now. So yeah, we're not picking between privacy tools. We're trying to protect basic freedoms in an incoming surveillance state is really what it feels like. And that is what the channel's focused on right now. And now, okay, the team, I have part four here. Tori is editing this video and she's been editing part-time for months. So both of us have been doing different edits. You've actually been already seeing her work. She edited for TechLore years ago and now she's back full-time. This is the first person that isn't me that is going full-time into TechLore, which is really exciting. It means more content, faster turnaround, immediate response to some of these breaking news and things that we're trying to fight. But also, keep in mind the context. It's still just two of us. So we need to be lean, focused, and ready for 2026, because if we spread our awareness too thin, then we won't be able to really focus on the things that really matter right now. And yeah, I'm just going to be real with you. 2025 was incredible for growth. Like, it was crazy to see. It was mind-blowing for me. But it also, behind the scenes, wasn't as easy. We lost team members, we had to restructure a lot of things, and we had to make some really difficult calls. This hasn't been all easy, but it's been a very good thing that's setting us up for 2026 really nicely, so I'm quite excited about it. We're looking at more videos. We're already publishing well over 10 videos a month at this point between different projects, but now I'm looking for 8 to 10 videos that are just dedicated content videos. And then we have SR, surveillance report, which is 4 episodes a month, 1 week. We have our weekly live stream that's going to be resuming soon under a different branding. We're still kind of working that out, but it's probably going to look something like office hours where you all can come in. I'll kind of fill you all in on what's new. And then we have our Q&A like we normally do. TechLore Clips will be resuming, which is our channel that takes clips from things like our live streams and our long form content so that you can share little things. And also, I'm going to keep inviting great guests for TechLore Talks. In terms of major projects, Go Incognito V2 is coming. We had delays, losing team members this year, but as, again, now a more focused two-person team, we are making this happen. So current premium users, you'll be receiving a transition detail email pretty soon to our new platform, which will also be the home of V2. It should be coming out in the next week or so. So keep an eye out if you already paid for Go Incognito. The Nextcloud series is already in the works, and you'll see that going live soon as well. And we'll be continuing our hot videos where we cover these things as soon as they come out, whether it's age verification laws, chat control, or whatever it is. A lot of people have been tipping me off to things, so if you do see something that you feel like I haven't covered, feel free to contact us. Let us know. We might not know. So yeah, that's kind of a mess to cover all of that. To summarize where we're at right now, we're trying to build something sustainable. We've been around for 10 years, and I want to be around for another 10 plus years, not just the next 10 months. And when we have too many things going on all at once, I don't think that is sustainable for us. So we're adapting. We're focusing on what works. We're saying no to resource drains, even when it's hard and it comes with sacrifices. And I'm hoping that this means that we can better empower you to control your digital life. We can keep fighting to protect digital freedoms that make all of this different stuff that we talk about even possible. And so what this looks like now is everything is at techlore.tech, which has all our updates for everything we're working on via RSS, or again, the newsletter, which sends you just one email a week with all the info you need for the most critical information happening in the space. And even that can be followed via RSS. And on the Ghost, you can become a member if you want to get exclusive access and support what we're doing. Subscribe here on YouTube or become a member on YouTube if you want to support our work. You can also follow everything on PeerTube at techlore.tv. That's something we host, which is open source. It has no ads, no Google, and no account requirements. We have free ways to support us. We have a lot of affiliate links you can click. You can just share our content with people. And honestly, just watching our content and engaging is plenty enough support. So thank you all for doing that in 2025. It's been a remarkable year, and we're still not done with content, so we still have quite a few things to publish this month. But yeah, 10 years in, we're leaner, faster, and the threats are bigger than ever. So let's keep fighting. Let's not lose hope. let's stay optimistic. If we all kind of get more focused on these things, I think we can really make a big impact. Yeah, a big impact on fighting them. But that makes sense. That's good. So yeah, keep fighting, everybody. I wish you all the best. Make sure to use the holidays as a way to talk about these things with your family members, wherever you are and what's impacting your specific region, because I guarantee you, every listener here has something going on locally that could impact their digital freedom. And I'll see you all next time on TechLore. Thank you all for tuning along throughout this year. We'll have some more exciting end of year stuff. See you all next time.